allowing ourselves to begin to arrive at our true essences, at our true acquaintance, at our true establishment, because that's our right. That's our God-given right. So everything that we're involved in, oh my gosh, they're just showing me the world car from Tarot. It does not get better than that, right? So everything we're involved in is really goes from the past. It goes from old orchestrations. It's from that lesser value. It's from sacrifice. And we are sliding. I literally see sliding into home base. We are sliding into home base to bring forth that acquittal, to bring forth that arrival, to bring forth that assertive status. So again, the changes within, as we create the vibrational exchange, as we create the vibrational exchange of love, that's what we farm out. In other words, this world is a fabric. It's like it's fabric of energy. And as we will discern grace in each moment, we have opportunity to arrive. We have opportunity to be lifted off into higher stature. And they're literally showing me the Justice card. And it's like I feel compelled with my sword to arrive at our victory. Now, when I say our, there's only one of us. So everything that we're doing when we come together in these groups, we do in unison for our highest establishment, for our highest authority, for our highest regulation. And as we align, as we accept the sonship, as we accept it for our own holy occurrence, there's the courage card, we establish faith. Now, as we do that, we shift the universe. It's very important to understand, and how, like we always think, oh, I'm waiting for the universe to bless me. The universe never stops blessing you. We're not waiting for the universe. The universe is waiting, the extension of self that you call the universe, is waiting for you to come into alignment with your holy acceptance, your holy power, your holy strength. Now, we all have areas of entitlement. For some of us, we have the power, but we're doing it out of ego. And we don't want to give it up because that's our protection. For others, we don't have the power, but we have the loveliness, but we need that empowerment of light. So with both sides, whether you're empowered with the ego or you're not empowered at all, but you're understanding light, it's really about a meeting of the minds. It's coming to the middle to accept our divine authority, to accept our divine grace. And I literally have Green Man stepping forth. So this is about nurturance. Imagine yourself pulling up the energy from Mother Earth now. We're pulling it up, whether it's coming through your base spine, the base of your spine, whether it's coming from the roots in the bottom of your feet, both, welcome it. You know, I literally am becoming this tree where I have these branches that are just shooting out, like I'm literally becoming a tree. So you want to remember that, you know, all the trees are nurtured. Have you noticed that? They all can get the resources, both from Mother Earth and from the sun, from the heavenly chi. And so this is what we're establishing in our truths. We're not trying to figure it out from the linear. And many of us have noticed that, like, how come others are succeeding, but I'm not? You're like the chosen one. You are here to create from the highest advancement. When we try to create from the old allegiance, that's not serving our soul recommendation. That's not why we're here. We're here to bring the earth plane up into higher establishment. That's the ruling class, so to speak. In other words, to allow grace to rule, allow love to rule, and to bring forth that new age. So we're dancing with the stars as we permit, as we align. So it's very essential that we come into consensus with our grace, with our truth, with our forthright acknowledgement of our worth. Now, this is where they want to do some accelerated, I wanted to say cleanup work, and they just stopped me because, again, that's lower vibration, that's lower thought that we need to be cleaned up, is that there's something wrong. Again, they're correcting my verbiage, or correcting my words as we go, because what they're doing is like the energy is healing the imprints that I personally are holding. Now, as we heal within my own channeling, within my own voice and structure, it's going out for all. Because remember, we're dreaming this together. We're dreaming this establishment together. And so now I've got the King of Swords, because we're cutting through the delusions that have kept us from our sacred heart. And so when Joshua says these things and more you shall do, this is what we're entitled to. So we're allowing ourselves the true sequence. And now I've got the light codes coming forth to establish grace. So again, they're saying, like, back to the bullet point. They're taking me back. So remember, it's aligning with our soul record, with our soul emergence. So this is about what we would call in English self-esteem. So it's not self-esteem from the lower self, though. It's esteem of our divine authority, of our divine knowing, of our divine security. So again, we're getting rooted, and now we're bringing forth the energy of the sun. We're bringing forth the heavenly chi. We're bringing forth all the resources. And as the energies come through, as the light language comes through, it comes to lighten us to our true understanding of self. Because remember, we're the ones turning on the light. We're coming into agreement. And as we do, as we create it within, then we experience it from without, because we recognize there's no lack. So our old playing field had all kinds of limitation and lack. And so we're here. They're literally showing me, like, with a big eraser. We're here to erase that commodity. We're here to bring us into our higher galaxy, into our higher knowing, into our higher establishment for the remainder duration of our earthly travels. So each of us have a divine appointment. Each of us have a secure placement. And I literally see us almost like there's like an etheric footprint that we're stepping into, and they're showing me courage, liqueur of the heart. So this is about having a heart for self. Those of us that have been serving, and leaving ourselves out, you're going to topple over if you haven't already. I guarantee it. You're going to topple over because we have to come into full acquittal with our own divine essence. Why? Because that's where we receive source. When we feed out of our own commodities, we're going to get sick. Whatever is going to occur, you're going to get stopped somewhere along the way for correction, for inner guidance, for security, so that you can come into full consent. Oh my gosh, the energy is coming through. So that you can come into full consent with your totality of claim. In other words, to merge with your divine essence, to merge with your divine self, so there's no lack. And now I see, like, if you're pouring porridge to the poor, and so poor is not only financially poor. Poor is poor of consciousness. And so we're pouring in big heapings, big ladle, because our place is secure. So each of us, they're showing me the High Priestess card, each of us are being moved into our proper station. And wherever we need shifts to be made, do not be discouraged if linear is, like, a little tricky right now, because you're not gonna, oh gosh, it sounds a little bit negative. You're being, you know, promoted for destiny. You're being promoted for destiny. So where you've been holding on to the rails, where you've been holding on to limited ideology, it's just gonna not be there. It's just not gonna be there. Not to cause you angst, not to cause you misery, but to spur you on to a new promotion, to a new direction, to a new higher authority that nothing, nobody can trample over, can interfere with, because that is your homecoming, to come into consent with your own divine authority. So let us pray now, and to receive this light in all its happenings. And so that means in all areas where you participate. So this could be past memories that still come up. This could be relationships, physical, whatever it may be. It's they're saying it's like time for a clean slate. And so we are literally, they're showing me, like, mopping. So we're taking that light, almost like we were oh gosh, the godmother, the fairy godmother for Cinderella, whatever, with her magic. Magic is our second nature. So it's not thinking, oh, I need something supernatural, different than who I am. Magic is an extension of our divine apparatus, of our divine self. So what we're teaching ourselves is success. What we're teaching ourselves is promotion. What we're teaching ourselves is our true claim, our true reality. So this is our new homecoming. This is our birthing. This is our self-creation in our alignment with our true self, with our true destiny. So when we pray, what we're doing is we're receiving. We're receiving. And so I'm going to actually be quiet for a moment. And as you receive, notice if you're receiving easily. Notice if you're receiving liberally. Notice if you think, well, I'm going to receive until they find me out or until they find what I did. Or maybe I just didn't do enough before and she doesn't know. Notice whatever comes up that seems to interfere with just like the dam breaking and like full overflow. And whatever comes up, whatever surfaces, see that light dismissing it. See it transmuting it. See it being a total like washing away, like the river's just taking it away. Let us pray. They just want me to add the magic happens in the now moment. We're not waiting for a future cause. That is the belief in the linear, that it needs to happen sometime in the future, in the now moment, in the now moment. Receive in the now moment. Receive your new perceptions, your new beliefs, your new gifts of establishment. Receive your new divine authority in all its glory. As you commit to this light for the benefit of all of Earth, all of its inhabitants, all of the generational lines that you may be healing, all of your multidimensional selves are all receiving this in this very moment. As we allow, as we welcome, as we understand our true worth. Receive that worth. Notice what came up for you when we said worth. Take that deep breath. Allow the belly to be filled with light. Receive that worth. Worthy of light, worthy of love, worthy of all the resources. Do you to establish grace in this arrival, in this time sequence? As we allow the new earth to be established through our fields, our awarenesses, our perceptions, our knowing. Allow all that is not in alignment to easily fall away as we manifest our new birthing. Our new rite of passage. Our new grace. And so it is. I literally had doves. just welcoming in this invitation. So these invitations come through our own consent, our own divine establishment. So we'll, oh gosh, they want me to add this, even though it's a large group and we have many to attend to. When you're reading, oh gosh, I guess we still read. When we're reading the news on the internet or you're listening to someone's story, take pleasure, take comfort in your true establishment. So the energies are going to help you elevate to a higher truth where you can see the story is just that, a fabrication of the egoic consciousness. And whatever needs to be shown, whatever needs to be revealed, remember, we're changing in mass. So all the energies that are aligned to support us, they are traveling with us throughout our days, helping us to align or move or self-regulate into our new promotional value. So in other words, we're still going to be experiencing form, but we do so from the higher elevation. Because again, if we're in agreement with mass consciousness, we'll always stay defined by that belief in separation and limitation. So as we move as a group, as a grouping, because there's this energy that's building that is redefining our success. And when I say our, I don't mean like from the individuated, like, oh, look at me, I just made this money. It's redefining consciousness. And so as we align with this truth, with this true establishment that we are all one, that there is no separation, we receive the manifestations of that, the accuracies of what we are entitled to because of what we have agreed to. Excuse me. So now is the time to be alerted to the new establishment. In other words, the past is just that. It's past. It could be truth for someone else because they're still living in the past. They're still living in that past identification. So as we take ownership of our consciousness, you're going to see where you have choice. And so that's where you want to stay in that decree, in that establishment, in that divine authority where you are owning your provisions, owning your consciousness, owning your state. So whether you call it having that meditative awareness or permitting yourself to align with love, whatever your words, it's going to be an energetic connection, an energetic placement. And so when I saw like those footprints, it's like we're stepping into our new shoes. It's almost like, oh gosh, Cinderella's here today for whatever reason. Well, it kind of makes sense. You know, it's like from one level, it seemed like she didn't have anything, but of course, she was quite well connected. And through that, had all these holy provisions because she brought them forth from consciousness, and that's what we're attending to here. Okay, beautiful. Let me check the chat and then we will proceed. Aw, thank you, Helen. Okay, so